We finish this hour with a story.
They signed a treaty and our homes were taken. Loved ones forsaken, they didn't give a damn. Try to raise a family, end up the enemy. Over what went down on the plains of Abraham.
It's the band performing Acadian Driftwood, a song about North American history portraying the expulsion of the Acadians. So many of the band's songs are stories. The Wait, The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down, all about the Civil War, King Harvest, Stage Fright, beautiful songs and stories that live almost as folk tales, as well as classic rock and roll. Robbie Robertson, the main songwriter and lead guitarist for the band, has written a new memoir out called Testimony, published 40 years after the famous Last Waltz Concert, which chronicles many tales of the genre-defining Americana group. Ronnie and the Hawks, Big Pink, the Basement Tapes, teaming up with Bob Dylan, the Nobel Prize-winning Bob Dylan. But Robertson also remains fixed on the drama of North America's continuing history. And when he spoke to us this week with his own Native American heritage, he had something to say about the Standing Rock demonstrations taking place now in North Dakota. And what he said was as pithy and meaningful as any of his song titles.
I go to a place of here we go again. What else? What else can you do to these people? You know, and all they're saying is, don't walk on my lawn. You know, you've betrayed me. You've lied. You've broken these treaties. You've put me in places of such poverty. Such terrible, terrible things have been done to the Native people of North America over the years. And I just feel like, go away. Just leave them alone. They're not bothering you. Don't bother them.
I've always thought of the band as a yearning to find an American or North American voice to music, even beyond popular music. Was that what the band was doing in those days, or just having fun playing rock and roll?
It's a combination. Because you don't want to take yourself too seriously, and at the same time, you want to be on a mission. Before we made music from Big Pink, we'd already been together for several years, and we had been out there playing the Chitlin' Circuit down south, playing all over and gathering musicalities. You know, from the side of the road, we were pulling in gospel, we were pulling in mountain music, we were pulling in blues and rhythm and blues and rockabilly and all of these elements, and we were all stirring it up into a big gumbo that would become our music. But what we really wanted to do was to give a feeling of something that was seasoned. It wasn't guys that got guitars for Christmas and said, let's start a band.
The songs in the band are largely written by you, but also a collaboration, and there are lots of stories of the tension that creates in a band. The voice, though, the voices of the band are not yours. Did you ever wish you could be a singer like Levon Helm? Did you ever yearn to be able to give voice to your own songs in the way that your fellow band members did?
I did in some occasions. But I took great pride in the band being a real band, that everybody did something unique in the group. This wasn't a singer and a guitar player and then some other guys. Wasn't that kind of a group at all. For the songs, I really liked being able to write and cast those songs to the characters in the group to tell the stories. And if I could sit back and hear this and say, you know what, let's try this now. You sing the high part here, and why don't you try the melody and blah, 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 blah. And so we got something that I thought was true to the story that I wanted to tell.
At some of the concerts, did Dylan play solo and then the band would come out after the set change? Why was that done? And what was the reaction when you guys arrived?
Betrayal.
Not betrayal.
No, the audience felt betrayed that he was leaving this other identity. You know, he was pulling back on that and was aggressively going for this more rock and roll thing, if you want to call it that.
But there was such an intensity to the band backing Dylan, especially with those songs. What did it feel like to play those songs of Dylan's that, you know, he just won the Nobel Prize for with that band behind him?
We loved what we were doing, the dynamics and the power and the excitement. And I could see Bob's – there was times when his feet were hardly touching the floor. You know, he was pouring so much into it. And it excited me. I really enjoyed it. But we had to go into our own world, our own place of musicality, and try to just shrug off this reaction. Because when people are booing you every night, it can get to you. Mm.
Who wrote the song? What's the story of the song, Katie's Been Gone?
It was a song that Richard had started. And Richard could do something that had such a beautiful, mournful quality to it. And he started writing this song. And if I remember correctly, he got it to a certain stage. And then he asked me, he said, can you help me finish this up? You know, I'm a little stuck here after the second verse or something. So I think that we collaborated and maybe, you know, finished up the tune.
Katie's been gone and now her face is slowly fading from my mind. She's gone to find some new places, left the old life.
It just really grabs you.
It's
very sad, and it really does represent both of your voices. Why did Levon Helm become so bitter in the end towards you and his writings? And it seemed as though he felt a break that was very painful for him, and I suspect for you.
I wasn't really part of that. I never had any bad feelings or bad discussions or bad anything with Levon. I mean, we did have some problems when drugs got in the way of our work and in the way of our brotherhood, too. But I loved Levon. 10 years after we weren't together anymore is when I heard he was saying some things, and I just thought, he's got some kind of bitterness and thing inside him, and it's eating him up. And I understood him, and that's why I just let it go.
Robbie Robertson, musician and author of the new memoir, Testimony. Robbie Robertson of the band, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Fanny. And you put the load right on me. Picked up my bag, I went looking for a place to hide. When I saw Carmen and the devil walking side by side, I said, hey Carmen, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I gotta go, but my friend can stick around. Take a load off. Moses, there's nothing you can say. It's just old.